The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Who you calling a bottom feeder? An eel-like species of catfish can wiggle out of the water to stalk prey. This may shed light on how some prehistoric fish species evolved into land animals. Like many fish, the eel catfish is a typical suction feeder when it's in the water. It sucks in a mouthful of water and prey. But on land, the eel catfish uses a completely different method. The creature lifts the front part of its body and bends its head down toward the ground. This shows that a transition from aquatic feeding to terrestrial feeding is possible without the necessity of a lot of spectacular body form and functional changes, and can thus be explained by Darwinian evolution. The eel catfish doesn't have the articulated neck or the primitive limbs of the famous missing link fossil fish that made headlines this year and appears to be a transitional form between fish and land animals with spines. But the eel catfish does show a high degree of evolutionary plasticity or adaptability in its total body plan. The catfish has successfully adapted to life in swampy patches of forest terrain where normally only much smaller fish thrive in such shallow waters.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.